ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम सी इन द सेवंथ वर्स सेकंड लाइन मायातीतः अहम् मायातीतः और मायातीतः अहम् मायातीतः अहम् इट मीन लिटरली व्हाट इज मीन I am what is beyond the Maya. What is beyond Maya means what is distinct from Maya, what is different from Maya, what is the truth of Maya. The truth of Maya is distinct from Maya. Swarupam of Maya is distinct from Maya. And the truth of Maya being distinct from Maya is said to be beyond Maya. Understand, the truth of Maya being distinct from Maya is said to be being beyond Maya. So remember the example here, don't forget Maya is only a name attributed to the unmanifest power of the reality. When I say unmanifest power of the reality and power are not separable. There's only the reality. There's only the reality. And how powerful is the reality? That power is not manifest. When you see only the fire, okay, imagine, so only you see the flame. You see only just the flame here. When you see this fire, the small flame, you see the fire, the flame. And do you see the power of the flame? No. There is power of the flame. How it is unmanifest. And how will you understand, when will you understand the power of the flame? When it is manifest. When is it manifest? Suppose, you know, something gets... Sometimes the fire gets, we burn something. A lot of things burns. Not with the finger. The poor anything it burns. And a lot of damage happens. Imagine, just imagine. Then you see what? Amazing, my God. The small flame was there. You know, it caught fire and then what? I can see what the fire can do. It is what? The power of the fire. You don't really talk about it, isn't it? There's no such thing called power which enjoys existence outside of it. It's just the fire is. What you see only is the fire. But when something happens because of the fire, you see what? Oh, a lot of things get burnt. Oh, the fire is very powerful. What the fire can do is what? What is possible on the part of the fire he looked upon as its power. What is possible, what is natural in the part of the fire is looked upon as its power. The burning is the power of the fire. Similarly here, there is only just the reality. The reality we are talking about is what? The truth. The reality which is the most abstract, the subtlest, and which has to be added only in terms of its nature of knowing as a swarupam of aham, that reality is distinct, different, but not distant. Understand? Truth of burning is what? Fire. Without fire, there can't be something called burning. Cannot happen. Therefore, the truth of this power of reality, Maya, is the being distinct from the Maya is said to be what now? Maya atitaha. The reality of the Maya, the unmanifest power, being distinct from the power, is looked upon as something being beyond Maya. Maya atitaha. Like, definitely water is distinct from the stillness. Water is distinct from stillness. You cannot talk about stillness without the water. But still, water is distinct and different from stillness. There cannot be something called stillness at all without the water. But still, water is distinct from stillness. The truth of stillness, the swarupam of stillness, the reality of stillness, being distinct from stillness, is looked upon as what? Beyond stillness. So that which is beyond stillness of water is still water. What that which is beyond the Maya is Maya. Beyond means what? Distinct. The beyond should not be taken in terms of the distance, it's the distinctness. Maya Atitaha. Now we say the unmanifest power. And that reality is of the nature of knowing. And the knowing is illumining. Knowing is illumining. And this is the absolute truth, which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, it is said to be an absolute light. Yesterday we understood very clearly why it is Paranjyotihi, the absolute light. Knowledge is the absolute light. Any light is essentially of the nature of knowledge, but knowledge is the absolute light. There is no greater light, superior light, light superior to the knowledge. Paranjyotihi. You saw that. Now, next sentence. Nanarupavyatitoham Chidakarohamachyutah. Okay, so here Maya Titaha, first he said, here Nana Rupa Vyatitaha. Some difference. Maya Atitaha and Nana Rupa Vyatitaha, you have to see together. Know why? Maya Atitaha means reality is distinct from its unmanifest power, known by the term Maya. Just as water is distinct from the stillness of the water. Similarly, but still, the same water is distinct from the manifest forms in the form of waves. No? The manifestation, the same water is distinct from the manifestation of manifestations obtained from the waves. Water is distinct. Similarly here, what is Maya Atitaha, the unmanifest power, the same reality is distinct from the manifestation of the power obtaining in the form of, obtaining as the various forms. You got the point now? So now in the second sentence we say, Nana Rupa, Nana Rupa Vyatitoham. So Nana Rupa Vyatitaha Aham. Nana Rupa means what? No, various forms. Nana, many forms. Many people don't know the innumerable countless forms obtaining in five different forms. All of them are what? The fivefold objects obtain five different forms which constitute the whole jagat is what? Nana Rupa. You have to bring in all the forms here. The entire universe is constituted of the objects obtaining in five different forms, perceived through five different senses. All those forms are what? All manifestations of the only power of only reality. Therefore, this reality, being the truth of the very cause, truth of the effects also. Is it clear now? The reality being the truth of the cause is truth of the effects also. And the same reality is distinct from the forms. The reality is not only distinct from the unmanifest power, reality is distinct from the manifestation of the power also in the form of, obtaining the form of the various objects, the forms, all the forms. Got it? See, Nana Rupa Vyatitaha Aham means what? The self am distinct from all the forms which are all the manifestations of the power of the knowledge. At the same time, this I itself am distinct from the unmanifest power. I itself am the reality, which is distinct from the power. I itself am the reality, which has the nature of knowing, distinct from all the manifestations of power. Remaining as the five different forms. So all the forms are manifestations of power. The power, when the place of just the power, there is a non-dual reality. When the power is unmanifest, there is non-dual reality. When the power is manifest, isn't it? There is still non-dual reality with the plurality, multiplicity of forms, with the duality. When there is manifestation of power, there is duality, and with the multiplicity and plurality of forms and cognitions. When the power is unmanifest, there is non-dual reality. Non-duality, reality is always non-dual. Non-duality of the reality, but still what is there? There is non-dual experience also is possible. Whatever it is, what you need to understand here is, whether the power of the reality is manifest as the world, as five-fold objects, or the power of reality is unmanifest, still the reality is often, which is of the nature of knowledge, is distinct from this Maya and also the manifest forms. Isn't it? And I has to be identified, I has to be resolved only in that reality. You are seeing everything, isn't it? As I am saying, Nana Rupa Vyatitoham. Then, if this I is essentially of the nature of pure knowledge, which is distinct from all the forms, all the manifestations, obtaining in subtle forms as thoughts, or obtaining subtle forms as the sense powers, or pranas, or the external world of objects, that reality, what is that reality? Chidakaraha. In what form does that reality obtain? When, see, this textbook, the author, Shankaracharya, assumes already you would have done this Dishaveka Prakriya, Avasthatraya Prakriya, and he has assumed. He only said, but now you have already done all that. Now you have definitely, you have distinguished the essence. And that I definitely is a subtlest manifestation of the power of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. And that thought rises and remains and resolves. There is a time it is not, there is a time it is. And the source of the thought, aham vritti, is what? The reality. And reality is there. How do you know? When the thought is not there, what is the source of reality. When the aham vritti is not there, what is there is the source of the aham vritti, the truth of the aham vritti. Is there source of the aham vritti or not? Definitely it is there. If the source is not there, the truth of aham vritti is not there, the aham vritti cannot rise. Isn't it? It must be there. And there is, and because it's available for your own experience, how do you say? In this, that's why when you analyze your deep sleep state, when this aham vritti, the knowledge I am is not there, a knowledge I am being not there is known, there is something which is witnessing the aham vritti being not there, idam vritti being not there, this thought or I thought being not there, the world being not there, is known. Therefore, what is that? There is the reality, the source of the aham vritti, and what is its nature? Is of the nature of knowing. What does it do? Does not do anything. By its mere presence it knows. Your knowing is the swarupam. Before you say in what form does reality obtain? The reality arrived at as the truth of I, in what form does it obtain? The form of knowledge. Therefore, what is the form of the reality? knowledge is the form. Chidakaraha. Okay, Chidakaraha means what now? I is essentially of the nature of, essentially the reality which is of the nature of knowing, which is obtaining in the form of knowledge. I is essentially the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. My sentence is the most accurate sentence, okay? The swarupam of I is essentially the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. The reality which is of the nature of knowing. Because I use the term form, chidakara. Therefore I say what now? Obtaining in the form of knowledge. Chidakara. Isn't it? I'm doing the very accurate translation I'm doing. Not just a translation, I make you see it also. That's why keep on listening, all the doubts will resolve. No, the doubts will have come when you are listening, when we are still in the process of Shravanam, be in Shravanam, any doubts you have, all of them will resolve. This is what the traditional acharyas say. They have to say this. So if you have doubts, they will resolve. So, Chidakaraha Aham. Then Achyutaha. Again, Achyuta has come. I don't need to say what Achyuta again, isn't it? The one thing which cannot, does not slip away at all. What is always there? Aham vritti is, aham vritti comes and aham vritti goes. Idam vritti, this thought comes, this cognition rises and this cognition remains, this cognition resolves. I cognition rises, I cognition remains, I cognition resolves. The world shines, the world disappears. The world shines, the world disappears. The world shines, the world disappears. Everything comes and goes. What is that which is there without arriving, without departing, remaining, now witnessing the vrittis rising and resolving, which is the world now appearing and disappearing. What is that? That is Achyuta. Everything goes. What does not go away at all is what? Achyuta. The wave form can slip away, but the water cannot slip away from the wave. Isn't it? So, Achyuta. So, that the reality obtaining of existence of everything is what? Achyutaha. Then, Sukha Rupa Swarupoham. See, Chid the Rupoham, he said. Now, Sukha Swarupoham, he says. Chid Rupaham, Sukha Swarupaham. You have to understand this definitely. Why Sukha Rupaha? Sukha Swarupaha Aham, Chid Rupaha Aham. Now, why? The I is essentially the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. Only what is knowledge, you arrive at it only when you understand what I is, isn't it? What is pure knowledge? And that I, which is essentially the reality obtained in the form of knowledge, is of the nature of happiness, fullness, limitlessness, sukha swarupaha. Why, what is sukham here? That which is free from both pain and pleasure is sukha swarupaha. See, being free from pain and pleasure is being isn't it? Being of the nature of fullness as sukham. Sukha swarupaha is that which is free from both pain and pleasure. So reality, please understand here, to understand sukham you need to know this. Being free from pain and pleasure is what? That which is free from pain and pleasure is of the nature of fullness, happiness or sukha swarupaha. which means pain is a state of mind. Pain is manifestation of reality obtaining a given phenomenon. See, pain is a subtle given phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought, which is a manifestation of knowledge, reality in the form of knowledge. Pleasure is also a given phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought, which is a manifestation of reality in the form of knowledge. But that reality is the truth of both pain and pleasure in the form of thoughts. Pain is a thought, pleasure is a thought. These two phenomena, you have to say, what is it? It's a phenomenon, obtaining of a thought. And the pain rises, remains and resolves, pleasure rises, remains and resolves. But what is the truth of this pain and pleasure is free from both pain and pleasure. Water is free from wave form. But the form is, wave is water. So pain is, pain obtaining in the form of a thought is reality. The pleasure in the form of thought is reality. But reality is free from both pain and pleasure. And being free from both pain and pleasure is what? Is reality said to be of the nature of sukham, happiness. Understand, happiness means not being happy, not just having that state of mind. Happiness is fullness. And the fullness is the reality, the nature of reality, which is neither pain nor pleasure, but there can't be pain or pleasure without the reality. Sukham, dukkham, irandum illamedhaan sukhaswarupam. Being free from pain and pleasure is what? Is said to be of nature of sukham. Okay, sukhaswarupaha. Then, aham eva aham. I myself am the only content in which everything is contained. I, the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of thought, is essentially the reality, the only content in which everything is contained. The contained is mithya, the content is satyam. Aham, na adhartho. Understand? Aham eva aham. I wish you all see along with me. Nana rupa vyatitoham. Vyatitoham. Chidakaroham achyutah. Sukharupa swarupoham.
Sukharupa swarupoham.
Ahamevaham
auyayah.
See, sometimes we see the word atitaha. Sometimes you see the word vyatitaha. Vi atitaha vyatitaha. Viseshana atitaha. Distanceless. Not distant, but distinct. Sometimes different means this is different, this is different from this. But when there is a distance, isn't it? But still, what is different from the wave, but no distance? Then it is called distinct. Now, being distinct is what now? That's what vi atitaha. Viseshena atitaha is beyond means. Distancelessly beyond. Is it? With the distance, this is beyond. There's a distance between the two. It is beyond. It's far away from me. He is far away from me. There's a distance between both of us. But wave is also what? Different from the water. Water is different from the wave, but still no distance. then vyatita. Atitaha, that's what this all Swamiji explained very clearly. Atita, he never likes to use in the word beyond.
Sukarupasvarupoham ahamevahamoyayaha sukarupasvarupoham ahamevahamoyayaha.
So reality is of the nature of fullness. Reality obtains in the, reality is in the form of fullness, and I is essentially the reality which is in the form of fullness. Sukha rupa swarupaha aham, my swarupam, the truth of I is the reality which is in the form of fullness. In what form does reality obtain? Reality obtain the form of knowledge, reality obtain the form of fullness. Neer kadalile eppadi irukkiradunna, in what form does water obtain in the ocean? In the form of fullness.
Maya tat karya dehadi, mama nasteva sarvada,
mama nasteva sarvada,
swaprakashaika rupoham,
swaprakashaika rupoham,
ahameva ahamoyaya,
ahameva
ahamoyaya. Maya tatkarya dehadi,
tatkarya
dehadi, mama nasteva sarvada,
mama nasteva sarvada,
maya tatkarya
dehadi, maya tatkarya
dehadi, mama nasteva sarvada,
mama nasteva sarvada,
swaprakashaika rupoham, ahameva ahamoyaya. So aham eva aham, I is essentially the reality, the only content in which everything is contained and which is of the nature of changelessness. Ahameva aham avyayaha. And this aham is what now? Swaprakasha ekarupaha. Swaprakasha ekarupaha. So, I is essentially the reality. I is essentially the reality which is of the nature of self-effulgence. Which is of the nature of self-effulgence. Is of the nature of knowing, knowledge. See, self-effulgence implies what again? Jnanam only. Why self-effulgence? Because everything other than the reality is what? Is of the nature of inertness. Maya is of the nature of inertness. The power of reality is of the nature of inertness, and the whole entire cosmos, all the forms which are manifestations of the power of knowledge are also of the nature of inertness. Therefore, nothing in the world, nothing is of the nature of effulgence, and the whole world is inert material world, shines in the presence of the reality, and that reality is of the nature of knowledge. So this I is essentially the reality which is of the nature of knowledge. I is essentially the reality which is of the nature of knowledge, self-effulgence. Swaprakashaha ekarupaha. It's only swarupam. self-effulgence, I is the reality which is essentially of the nature of self-effulgence. Because there's only reality and everything else is what? You have to resolve, once you arrive at it, then resolve the innate universe in that only reality. It is of the nature of self-effulgence. So prakashaika rupohum. And then first he says, and therefore, once you resolve the I in its swarupam, the reality, essentially of the nature of self-effulgence, then what about the maya? No? Therefore, I is essentially the reality which is free from maya, which is distinct from maya, which is distinct from maya karyam forms also. Earlier, we understood maya separately, maya karyam separately. In this sentence, he puts together everything together as what? I is essentially the reality which is distinct from the unmanifest power and also distinct from the manifest power in the form of the universe, obtained in the form of universe. Maya free from. Therefore, I is free from forms. I has no form. I has no form. Understand? All this physical, all this maya, tat karya, dehadi, which means I does not possess the body. I does not have the body. This morning I told, remember, known is not the possessed. I said this morning, known is not the possessed. I does not have the body. I does not have the mind. I does not have the sense organs. I does not have the pranas. But what do we say? I have all the time. We say, I does not have anything. Everything I is, everything is. I am, everything is. There is no possessed connection between I and this. This is what the biggest lesson I wanted to do today. See, there is no possessed sambandha, connection between aham and this. Is it clear? Why connection is not there? There is seeming difference between aham and this. I am the knower. This is the known. This knower known division, knower known duality is definitely there empirically. Empirical duality is not denied. Please understand. Knower known duality is there, relatively there, empirically there, without which in study is not possible. The life is not possible. Aham idam. I am this, is. This I am the knower. This world, including one's body, mind's complex, the objective universe is. I the knower am this known objective universe, including my body, mind's complex is. I am this is. This division is there relatively. This duality is there. But this is only empirically there. Essentially, I is not there. Essentially, absolutely, there is neither I nor this. Why? Because essentially, I is also manifestation of knowledge. This is also manifestation of knowledge. And this I and this, the both manifestations of knowledge, obtaining in the realm of thoughts, can be resolved cognitively, in their only reality, the truth, which is only reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, which is of the nature of fullness. Got it? So absolutely, there is no I and this division duality. Essentially, definitely, there is I and this
Now, empirically the division is there. Therefore, I am, this is. There is no possessor-possessed connection between aham and this. The knower-known division should not be mistaken for possessor-possessed division. Understand? The knower-known division should not be mistaken for possessor-possessed division. Why? Because if there is a possessor-possessed division, what happened? The possessed must be separable from the possessor. And I think is therefore what? There is no possessor-possessed connection. Therefore what it is said here, what about the deha body? I am, body is. Body is an abode of my enjoyment. Body is. But even I say my body is not possessed by me. So sense organs are not possessed by me. Therefore, I does not have physical body. I does not have sense organs. I does not have pranas. I does not have organs of actions. I does not have emotions. I does not have mind, intellect, memory. I is, along with other manifestations. One wave does not possess other waves. One wave is, all other waves are. Understand? This is different phenomena, that there are different phenomena. That's all. I and this. Therefore, I is essentially, all that we can do is, we can only say wave is water. Similarly, I is expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in him of a thought, the source of which, the truth of which, the content of which is nothing but reality, is subtlest reality obtaining in the form of knowledge, which is of the nature of happiness, fullness, all pervasiveness. That's all you can say. Therefore, that reality is what I is free from all this. I is free from even the I itself is what? I has no maya. I is distinct from maya. I is distinct from maya karyam also. I is free from everything. Understand? Therefore, what he says, maya tat karya dehadi nasti eva. Never does I possess anything, body, etc. And if all of them are not there, what is I then? I actually is essentially of the nature, or no, self-effulgence. Maya tat karya dehadi. Mama nasti eva dehadi. Mama nasti eva means mama dehaha nasti, mama manaha nasti, mama buddhihi nasti, mama pranaha nasti, mama manasanti, mama indriyani nasanti. Nothing is, there is no possessed sambandha between the knower and the known. Knower-known division is empirically real. Empirically real knower-known duality should not be mistaken for possessed division. Because both are essentially one and the one. Same reality. The known is also manifestation of knowledge. The knower is also what? The knower, I, is also manifestation of knowledge. Twofold vrittis. Understand? That's all. Even the aham vritti also finally are going to arrive at as what? Known only. Because that's how you understand. How do you arrive at it? The I sense also is object of knowledge, finally you are understanding. This aham vritti, which is when it is in waking, you know it is. In deep sleep state, there, where is aham vritti? It is not there. Aham vritti being not there in deep sleep state is known. Therefore, aham vritti is also object of knowledge. Therefore, you say what? That aham vritti has been resolved only. What is that which is there? Knowing the aham vritti, there is the knower of the aham vritti. And that knower of aham vritti is essentially what? Aham vritti is nothing but the reality which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, the knower status is attributed to the very reality from the standpoint of the known absence of aham vritti. I thought. Isn't it? Nice, I think I'm happy I took this text. Repeatedly we're seeing one thing. So I was thinking, all of us are old people, okay? We're all old, except Anju and Sarthaka. Maybe Mitha logic can be reduced as well. We're all old people. So we all need only this now. We have no time now. No, Deva. But let us not waste time. Yeah, mama nasti. See, mama maya nasti. Mama naya is what now? I does not have ajnanam. Understand? I does not have ignorance. What is ignorance? Ignorance is nothing but the unmanifest power of the reality. Okay? Unmanifest power of reality which is of the nature of knowing. The swarupam of ignorance is what? Knowledge. Please understand, the swarupam of ignorance is knowledge. Therefore, ignorance is mithya. Therefore, there is no ignorance. There is only knowledge. Understand that? See, ignorance is the word implying the unmanifest power of reality which is of the nature of knowledge. And the reality is satyam, the ignorance is mithya, therefore mithya, ignorance is knowledge. Therefore what is there is only knowledge. There is no ignorance. Pathingla? This is what Nandanar part allana solludella varum. You have to say there is no ignorance at all. Where is ignorance? Urmari paakano, that is way of seeing. I'm seeing it. Okay, doesn't matter. Ignorance is the only word, okay? Mm-hmm. The thing is, don't think of ignorance of the. What relative ignorance I'm talking, not talking about. I'm hearing the very ignorance itself is avidya, ajnanam, is maya, is a name given to ajnanam. No way, maya, yama sa maya. Once you see, ignorance is there as long as it is not resolved. Once you understand what ignorance is only the unmanifest power of the reality which is of the nature of knowing. Is given what now? Avidya is given the name Maya. Why? Because there is no ignorance. Once you say ocean is water, where is water? There is only water. There is no ocean other than water. Independent of water, it is only water. Isn't it true? Once avidya is, the Maya is consciousness, when you say, where is avidya? There is only knowledge. Ilya? Okay. Therefore, what he says, mama maya nasti. Maya tatkarya means the product of maya, the manifestations of maya, the manifestations of, but no, the power of maya manifest as the forms. all the forms. Maya karyam also is not there for me. In terms of what? In terms of body, mind, sense organs, etc. Adi Shabda stands for everything. What its sentence says is, mama nasti eva. Eva is just adjust the meter, okay. I does not possess this. I is not the possessor of this. I enjoys the status of being the knower from the standpoint of this. Because this is known, evident. Okay? And I is what? This is known. Therefore, I gets the knower status from the standpoint of the known. Between I and this is a knower-known division. Knower-known division, knower-known duality is that which is empirically real. Absolutely, there is neither knower nor known. The division are resolved. Those Shastra study is for resolving this duality. We do not deny the empirical reality of the knower-known duality. Ahamidam division definitely is there empirically real. Absolutely, there is neither knower nor the known. They both are manifestations of the only reality which is of the nature of knowledge. There can't be something called knower or the known without the reality. Therefore, there is no possessor-possessor sambandha. Adhara adhe sambandha is not there. So what he says here, nama nasti eva sarvada. Na sarvada means that never is there possessor-possessed connection between the I, the knower, obtaining as the knower, and this, the objective universe, which is all manifestations of the power of Maya, the manifestations of the Maya products. Maya, the power of knowledge. Okay. Next one. Gunatraya vyatitoham. Gunatraya vyatitoham. Brahma dinancha sakshyaham. Brahma dinancha sakshyaham. Ananta ananda rupoham. Ahamevahamauyayaha. Gunatraya vyatitoham. Brahma dinancha sakshyaham. Ananta ananda rupoham. Ahamevahamauyayaha. Okay. See, gunatraya vyatitaha aham. Gunatraya vyatitaha aham. See, gunatrayam means the threefold gunas are the sattvam, rajas and tamas are the names given to threefold manifestations of the only power of reality called Maya. What is sattvam is a name. What is rajaha is a name. Tamaha is also a name. The words, simply words. They are attributed to threefold manifestations of the only power of reality known by the term Maya. So threefold, hattamajas, tamas are equal to what? Maya. One power known by the word Maya, when manifest as threefold, are given three different names. What are three powers? So jnana shaktihi, iccha shaktihi, kriya shaktihi. All are the power of knowing, the capacity to know, the capacity to desire, the capacity to act, isn't it? That capacity, power of knowing, the power of desiring, the power of act doing. That is what we say, jnana shaktihi, iccha shaktihi, kriya shaktihi. We only use the term shakti. Okay, we don't say anything. Shakti means just the power. Without which knowing is not possible, desiring is not possible, doing is not possible. The threefold powers. So these threefold powers are what manifestations of the only power of the only reality. So the Maya itself is mithya. What about the sattvajastamas? Mithya only. So the threefold, one power is manifest in threefold forms. So there's no sattam, rajastam sitting somewhere, okay? People all about colors, they talk about so confusing. Puja Swami made so clear this is. Every step I had to tell what all things he clarified. Hey, there is no sattam, everything sattam, rajastam only. All that is here is only sattam, rajastam only you see. When you see the tree, is the moment you see rajoguna. No, you can see that manifestation. So any movement, everything you have to understand it differently. So three gunas are just the three names attributed to the threefold inexplicable manifestations, the powers, threefold powers, the manifestations of the only power Maya. The only power Maya is manifest as threefold powers. When the powers are manifest, you give the name Jatamajastamas. In Maya, Sattam is resolved, Rajas is resolved. When all the three powers are resolved, you call it what? Maya. The powers are manifest, you give three different names, Sattamajastamas. The power, three powers unmanifest is Maya. Okay? The Maya manifest as three powers is what? Sattamajastamas. I repeat that sentence again. The three powers unmanifest is only power known by the term Maya. And the power Maya manifest is what? Sattam, Rajas, Tamas. Three powers. And the same Maya manifest as threefold powers. Obtaining in the whole Jagat is also what? The whole Jagat can be reduced to the manifestations of three powers known by Hattamajastamas. What is this Jagat? The whole Jagat, you can see what? The whole Jagat, you can see the power of knowledge, the power of desire, the power of activity. And again, powers are subtle. The powers again, what now? Need expressions. Got it now? So the whole universe is manifestation of the power of knowledge known by the term Maya, and we have threefold powers, and here Hattam Rajastamas. Therefore, this different way of saying Aha Maya Atitaha, already you have said Maya Kari Atitaha, you already said Aham Karana Atitaha, Aham Kari Atitaha. What does it mean? When you say Aham Maya Atitaha, please listen to me. Aham Maya Atitaha means I is essentially the reality which is the source of the power known by the term Maya, which is distinct from the power Maya. When you say Rupa Atitaha means I is essentially the reality which is of the nature of knowing, which is distinct from the manifestation of the power known by the term Maya. Which means, if Maya is the material cause, all the forms are effects. Effects. Maya Karim is the Jagat. Now what is the reality? The reality which is of the nature of pure knowledge, known by the term Jnanam or Chit or Chaitanyam, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore impelled by the term Atma, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore impelled by the term what? Brahma. That Brahma, Atma, the reality is what? Neither the cause Maya nor the effect universe. this distinct from Maya is reality is neither the Maya Karanam nor the Jagat Maya Karyam Jagat. Neither the cause nor the effect. Is it clear now? Neither the cause nor the effect. Karya Karana Vilakshanaha Atma. Karya Karana Vyuktaha Vilakshanaha Atma. So the I is essentially the reality implied by the term Atma, which is distinct from the Maya Karanam and the Jagat Karyam. Is it clear? The effect, the name of universe, which means I am Brahma, which is neither the cause nor the effect. And how you want to say it differently? How do you say it now? You can say differently. Gunatraya vyatitaha aham. Same thing, put it in a different way. I is essentially the reality, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness and limitlessness, therefore implied with the terms Atma and Brahma, is the source of the power, absolute power called, the source of the power, manifestations of the power, source of the power Maya, is free from the Maya and the manifestations of the threefold manifestations of the only power Maya in terms of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Got it? So Maya Titaha can be otherwise said to be what? Gunatraya Titaha. So Krishna says, Nirgunaha Bhava, Nirdvandvaha Bhava, Nityasattvastaha Bhava, Niryogakshemaha Bhava. There Krishna says what? May you be. It does not say become, okay? May you remain as Nirgunaha, Nirdvandvaha, Nityasattvastaha. Nirgunaha means what? Understanding the self. You are already free from three gunas is what? Becoming Nirguna. You can never become Nirgunaha. Understand? You can never become Nirgunaha. Aham Sagunaha now. Had to become Nirgunaha. You can never become Nirguna. You are never a Saguna. Okay? You are Gunasar. What are these Gunas? Gunas are all the manifest, the names given to the threefold manifestations of the threefold power. They are manifestations of the only power of the reality obtained of knowledge. Am I making it clear or not?
Yes.
For me, so clear. I wish I now. If we don't see it exactly, what will be most boring session? Most boring. If you don't see it, if you see it, it will be most interesting. See how different ways of putting it. If I'm saying, Gunatitaha, Maya Titaha, Maya Karya Titaha, Jagat Titaha. Oh my God! Isn't it? People make it so. When we say Nirgunaya Namaha, so you can say what now? Nirgunaha, you see, Gunatitaha, isn't it? Gunatitaha or Nirgunaha, same meaning. Nirgunaha means one who is free from the attributes, gunas. Gunatitaha means what now? One who is free from gunas, distinct from gunas. Being distinct from gunas is being free from gunas. And being free from gunas is what? Guna rahitaha. One who is of the nature of attributelessness. All this I wanted to connect. Urdhara punishta, apra marakve marakve will never forget you. Once it goes into your head, I tell you, that is why I am so thankful to Swamiji. Once you, it goes into your head, see what Swamiji taught, what Swamiji is, the way Swamiji is unfolded many, many, many years ago, it's such a different. Not that he doesn't know, but again later on he included a lot of psychology and those things. That's why I was thinking that there's a time when Swamiji was core. You know, this is how he used to teach. I wish people don't know, they don't even know how he used to teach before. So clear. He'll take only this, the way he used to teach. Otherwise, I was wondering, my God, guna, guna, guna. People talk about, you know, everything is confusing otherwise. There's no guna, don't go, so go and search for guna, okay? You say everything is mithya. Gunaha, sattvam, grajaha, these three names you give, attribute, give. To threefold manifestations. The three powers. Which are manifestations? Are the only power. A threefold manifestations are the only power. And that power is of what? Power is of the reality which is of the nature of Maja, which alone is Satyam. The power, we don't even talk about the power is Mithya. I mean, there's no power again. That is why there's no avidya, ajnanam is not there. It's only jnanam. Ultimately. Adhan maadhi, that's why the three maadhi, dirine, it will become very, very clear. Okay. Now next comes, Brahmadinam Sakshyam. I, the Self, am the reality obtaining as the witness of even Brahma. Adi stands for Shiva and Vishnu. Which means Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu, and the witness means what? Witness of all of them means what? There is no Vishnu, there is no Brahma, there is no Shivaha which exists independent of me. Why? Because this Brahma, what is Brahma? Brahma is a name, title. Brahma is Ishvara. So Ishvara is given the name Brahma. And Ishvara is a title attributed to the reality. For Brahma is what? Ishvara. Ishvara is a qualification attributed to the reality. When you see the reality, this truth of the entire subtle manifestation. The three manifestations are different, isn't it? See, the manifestations are, there's a gross manifestation, which are perceptible through senses, and there is subtle manifestation, which is not perceptible through senses, but conceivable, isn't it? Subtle manifestation. And there is the source of subtle and gross manifestations, which is unmanifest, which is called the power, avyaktam, avyakritihi, maya, pradhanam, so many prakritihi, use so many words. There is subtle manifestation, there is gross manifestation. The subtle is also manifestation of the power of reality. The gross is also manifestation of the same power of reality. Therefore, we look at this, the whole gross manifestation, we look at the reality, the power of reality as the material cause, and the reality as the intelligent cause, then you give what now? Ishvara status to the reality. Look at the power of reality, which is manifest as the gross and subtle universe. You attribute the causal status to the reality, material cause. Look at the reality, the power of reality as the material cause. Look at the reality itself as what now? Intelligent cause. So, nimitta karanam, upadana karanam. Abhinna nimitta upadana karanam of this entire universe. What is the material? Where is the universe? Just as the part, the form and name part is inseparable, non-separate from the material clay, so this universe also is non-different from this cause, the material cause. Therefore, what is this whole universe? The gross universe also is manifestation of
the power of reality. The subtle universe also is what? The manifestation of the same power of reality. Therefore, we give what now? Material cause. When you look at this, the power of reality as the material cause, and the reality which is the source of the power as the intelligent cause, then you say what? One abhinnam. Material cause and the intelligent cause are inseparable. Abhinnam. Abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. The only reality which is there as the intelligent and the material cause of the universe. Then you attribute what? Ishvara status. So Ishvara, there is no Ishvara. Reality is not Ishvara. Ishvara is a qualification attribute of reality from the standpoint of the manifestation, subtle and gross manifestations. Is it clear? Therefore, then the Trihala again, because there is difference in manifestations, a gross manifestation, the same Ishvara is given a different name, Vishnu, Virat. The same reality again. You see, it is subtle manifestation, you give this different name, Brahma. And both this manifest, subtle and manifestation, they remain unmanifest as Maya. Subtle and gross remain unmanifest as the power of unobjectifiable, subtlest power of reality as Maya. You call it what? Then also you say unmanifest universe. The power of reality, when it remains unmanifest as Maya, then you call that as unmanifest universe. Okay? Unmanifest power of reality is unmanifest universe. The power of reality is manifest universe. Unmanifest universe is nothing but unmanifest power of reality known by the term Maya. Then that Maya, the source of, when you look at the reality, as the source of that power, therefore the powerful, you give the name Shivaha Antaryamishwaraha. So who are these three? Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, that reality is not Brahma. Reality, the source of the power, the source of the manifestations of power, the truth of the power, the truth of the manifestations of the power, obtaining in the form of the gross universe or the subtle universe, or the unmanifest power, that reality is neither the Vishnu, not the Ishvara, not the Lord. But there is no Lord other than that reality. Reality is Atma, Brahman is not Ishvara. But there is no Ishvara other than reality. Ishvara is a qualification attributed to Atma or Brahma from the standpoint of the manifestations. Isn't it? Therefore, this reality is a witness, Sakshi of this manifest universe. Understand manifestations. Look at this. Who is witnessing? Who is the experiencer, enjoyer, and the knower, the one who revels in the reveler of this universe? Who is the one who enjoyer of this universe? Who is that? The enjoyer, experiencer, knower of this grass universe is definitely the reality I. Which is essentially the reality. There is a knowing, isn't it? Witness. There was the knower is distinct from the known universe. There were witness. It's a subtle universe also. What is subtle? Very subtle universe. Not outside the experiencer. The experiencer, the reality which is there, enjoying the status of being the experiencer, is distinct from the experienced universe as a witness. So being the witness of Brahma means being the witness of the subtle manifestation. Being the witness of the Vishnu means being distinct from, being the witness of the, being the knower of the gross universe. You don't think Brahma is the witness, okay? Brahma, he stands for what? the manifest universe. So being the witness of Brahma means being the witness of subtle manifestation, experiencer of subtle manifestation. And being the witness of the Vishnu means being the experiencer of the gross manifestation. Being the witness of Shiva means being the Shiva. Understand? Being the Shiva means being distinct from Maya. Being Shiva means being distinct from Maya distancelessly. From Maya. Being distinct from Maya. Being the witness of the unmanifest universe. Being the witness of the unmanifest universe is being Shiva. Being the witness of the subtle manifestation is being Brahma. Being a witness of the gross Vishnu means being experiencer of the gross manifestation. Huh? What is it? Very easy. That's why you feel confused now. In fact, make it very, I don't know. Sometimes very easy, when things are made very, very easy. Oh,
Shiva and Ishvara are the same word.
Shiva is a...
Because you said experiencer of the...
Yeah. Antaryamishvara. Antaryamishvara. See, I tell you, in our colloquial, what happens in day-to-day language, the word Ishvara is always associated with only Lord Shiva, Parameshwara. Ishvara means the Lord. You had to say Viradishvara, Hiranyagarbheshvara, Antaryamishvara. Ishvara is a status of being the Lord, isn't it? That Ishvaratvam, the Ishvara status is attributed to the reality. No, when you look at it as the both material and intelligent cause of the universe. So the reality obtaining as the intelligent cause of the universe is there as what? As the witness of its own manifestation. There's a second thing. Tannai parthi tannil telittal. That's why Atma Rama. Who is seen? Seen is you, seer is you. Okay, seeing is also you. There's no seeing and seen outside of you. And you are free from all the three. The seer is you, seen is you, seeing is you, you are free from all the three. Tiputi bheda rahita, isn't it? No, what I want to say here. When you say Brahmadinam Sakshyaham, this I, now we have to talk about it, okay? This I, which is an expression, in the, you know, the first person singular pronoun we write, you know, I, used by every one of us, is definitely an expression of the subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought, is a manifestation of knowledge, which is essentially the reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is of the nature of witnessing, which is of the nature of being aware, being conscious, is what distinct from the experienced world. There is no experiencer other than the reality. There is no experience other than the reality. The reality obtaining as the experiencer is distinct from the experienced universe. Isn't it? There is no, who is Vishnu? The reality which alone is there as the knower and the known in the waking state is Vishnu. The reality which is Ishvara. The reality which alone is there as the knower and the known. The subtle manifestation is also what? Hiranyagarbheshvara. The same reality in which the subtle and the gross remain unmanifest. The power in which the reality, you know, the reality in which alone is the power in which, in the form of which all the new worlds are unmanifest is also what?
Ishvara. Therefore, we look at it, Antaryam Ishvara. Therefore, actually speaking, there is no witness of the gross manifestation, the subtle manifestation, the unmanifest universe. The Maya is otherwise called unmanifest. Unmanifest universe, avyaktam. Is everything unmanifest? Then everything is undifferentiated also. Avyakritihi. Therefore, there is no witness of the universe. There cannot, without the witness, there cannot be something called witnessed. Witnessed and the witness are essentially one and the only reality, which is of obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, which is arrived at as the Swarupam of Aham. Every word I'm saying in my sentence is clear, isn't it? I don't blabber. You see that? Because to make you see like this, it takes a lot of time. I don't want all your effort to go waste also. It's not overnight. You didn't get it overnight, okay? Repeated listening for quite some time. Your own effort should not go waste. Therefore, first we have to say what Aham, I am Ishvara. I am non-separate from Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. You say that. And here, Brahmadinam Sakshyam means, now even you can say, suppose even you look at it as the other way of looking at it. Even if you say, as other words, Brahma Loka. Brahma Adinam means, Brahma Adi Lokanam, Brahma Loka, other lokas, Swarga Loka. Very interesting. I like this. Next is explained. This is the second way of unfolding it. Brahmadinam Sakshyaham means, what is Brahmaloka? Where is Brahmaloka? There is no Lokaha outside of your Vritti. Lokaha itself means an object of perception. What is Lokaha? That which is perceived, that which is seen is the Lokaha. Lokyate iti Lokaha. The Lokam gra vartaye karanapayar. Yen lokamna? Ariyappaduvadu lokaha. That which is seen is loka. I wish konja samskritam yananda. It would help you a lot. See, lokyate iti loka. Why the world is called, every word you use to mean the universe is beautiful words. Jayate gachati, jayate gachati, jayate gachati iti jagat. Continuously jagat doesn't exist, isn't it? In waking it is. Once you wake up, jagat also is there. Once you fast fall asleep, jagat also goes. Isn't it? The world, the jayate gachati means don't think the world goes somewhere. World doesn't go anywhere. For you, the world goes, comes and goes, comes and goes. There's a time the world doesn't exist for you. There's a time the world exists. That is why it's called jagat. Vandu vandu povadu jagat. Like a film, isn't it? The world comes and the world goes, the world comes and the world goes. That's jagat. Lokaha, prapanchaha. The five elemental model. Then lokyate eti lokaha, jagat. Now we say, Brahma lokaha, Bhu lokaha, Bhuvar lokaha, Swarga lok. He didn't use the word loka, okay. Brahma adinam sakshyaham. Another explanation I'm giving, okay. First I said what? I am the witness of all the three means what? I am non-separate from all the three. All the three are non-separate from me. I am not from all the three. I am the whole. One meaning is over. Other meaning is Brahma loka, Bhur loka, Bhuvar loka, Suvar loka, no? Chaturdasha Bhuvanani, the 14 lokas. We don't know 14 exist or not, okay? The Shastram talks about the 14 lokas. So even if the 14 lokas are there, you will go to Brahma loka after this as a result of meditation, Shukla Gati. You heard so much about Shukla Gati, Krishna Gati. Isn't it? Uttarayana Punyakala, Dakshinayana Punyakala, leaving the body, going to this, traveling to the dark path and lunar path and polar path and going higher. Highest of the lokas is Brahma loka. And he says, lokaha, enough. Lokaha means perceptible.
perceptible means object of that which is perceived as the lokaha means perceived does not exist outside of perception. Perception is a there is no perception within the cognition. The cognition is what? A vritti, which is a manifestation of knowledge. The manifestation of knowledge is essentially the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. So where does the loka exist now? Unakkul ulagama, nee ulagathukkullaya. The world is in you or you are in the world? We started like this. I am in the world. Now you have to say what? The world is first. Then what is the right thing? The world is I. The world is myself. I am the whole is the right expression. Finally, the whole world is myself. Myself. That means you have shifted without changing anything externally, physically, cognitively, you have shifted. Isn't it? Resolve the aham vritti in its swarupam, the world is in you. The aham vritti identify with the body when it's complex, you are in the world. For brahmadinam sakshyaham means all the lokas, no lokas outside of my vision, my knowledge, outside of me. Being the witness means the what is witnessed is not outside of, independent of the witness. See, Atma is not the witness, but the witness is definitely Atma. I am the Atma. I'll stop here, okay, with this. Gunatraya vyatitoham brahma dinam cha sakshyaham. Sakshi aham sakshyaham. Sakshi aham sakshyaham. Okay, we go. Anand, because we had nice coffee, I'll take another 5 minutes, okay? Ananta ananda rupoham aham. The anantam and anandaha synonyms. He put both the words. Therefore, should I say what now? Limitless happiness. Anantananda rupaha aham. Aham eva aham avyayaha. You know that. Aham eva aham. I the self am the only content in which everything is contained. Which is the nature of changelessness. Now, anantananda rupaha aham. This I is essentially the reality obtaining in the form of limitless happiness. Reality in what form does reality obtain? Reality is in the form of limitless happiness means reality is of the nature of, when I say reality obtain the form of limitless happiness means reality is of the nature of limitless happiness. And being limitlessly happy means never a time there is unhappiness on the part of reality. There is never a place there is unhappiness, sorrow on the part of reality. There is no object which can cause unhappiness on the part of reality. We understand, limitless happiness is the nature of the reality means there is never a time there is unhappiness, sorrow on the part of reality. There is never a time there is never a place unhappiness on the part of reality. There is never
time that anything which can cause unhappiness to the reality, which means reality is the swarupam of pain and pleasure, all forms of emotions, thoughts, and the reality is free from all pain and pleasure, all the pain. Sorrow itself, sorrow, unhappiness, pain, grief, sadness, despondency, despair, the different degrees of pain you can talk about, all are what? Manifestations of knowledge, of thoughts. Therefore, reality is free from the sorrow. Reality is ever of the nature of limitless happiness. Therefore, ananta ananda rupaha aham. I is essentially the reality which is ever of the nature of limitless happiness. Means being is ever free from all, free from sorrow. Got it? Actually, nice words are coming. Aproshanal coming. Beautiful words. This verse looks very simple. It has taken all the words from all the Upanishads and the words are used here. Okay. Gunatraya vyatitoham brahmadinancha sakshyaham anantananda rupoham ahameva ahamauyayah. Sakrut shravana matrena brahma jnanam yato bhavet brahma jnanavali mala sarvesham moksha siddhaye asangoham 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 punah punah sachidananda rupoham ahameva ahamauyayah. Nitya shuddha vimuktoham nirakarohamauyayah bhumananda swarupoham ahameva ahamauyayah. Nityoham niravadyoham nirakarohamachyutah paramananda rupoham ahamevahamauyayah. Shuddha chaitanya rupoham atma ramohamevacha akhandananda rupoham ahamevahamauyayah. Pratyak chaitanya rupoham shantoham prakrutev paraha shashvatananda rupoham ahamevahamauyayah. Tattvatitah paratmaham madhyatitah parashivah mayatitah paranjyotih ahamevahamauyayah. Nanarupavyatitoham chidakarohamachyutah sukharupaswarupoham ahamevahamauyayah. Mayatatkaryadehadi mamanastyeva sarvada swaprakashaikarupoham ahamevahamauyayah. Gunatraya vyatitoham brahmadinancha sakshyam anantananda rupoham ahamevahamauyayah. As you are reading, are you able to see the meaning? Yeah, that means you are contemplative. Okay? You can be contemplative, become contemplative. Still. I was very, very young. Somebody came and told me, there's a book by Swami Abhedananda, The Life After Death. I was very fascinated. And then, Then I realize all stories. What is life after death? Life after death means what? You will come back unless until you resolve ajnanam. So you understand, you, Swami says, you know, Kalluli Mangan, you will be sitting all the time, nothing happens to you. You understand the fact, oh my God, there is no death for I. Understand, there is no death for I is what? There is no death for me. In fact, there is no death for anything here. In fact, this death in relative change is death, which is on the part of the witnessed material matter. Isn't it? You are essentially unchanging, unchangeable, changeless reality. What is death? Relative destruction is death, change. It's not absolute destruction at all. There's no such thing called destruction at all, absolutely. Absolutely, what is, there's only one. Therefore, they can be destroyer, destroyed. Essentially, you know, relatively, there's change, which is nature. Unchangeable nature of the matter. Unchangeable nature of the reality is this changelessness, unchangeability. Therefore, once where you place your eye, in matter, you know, the manifest I is both, isn't it? You resolve it in Swarupa. That is why, otherwise, even the Shraddha will have no meaning. Pitru Karma which we do, the Shraddha itself we do, because 100% without any doubt we believe. Not we believe, it's a fact for us that there is a continuous existence of the sukshma with the eye sense. There was the person, the subtle personality, continues to be there. There can't be person or personality without the reality. The person has to be identified with the reality, not with the personality. Then dissolve the personality also in the same reality. Then say what is as non-dual reality. Isn't it? There is no person other than I sense. Isn't it? That is why we don't say when the dog comes, we don't say our varrar, we don't say that. We don't say he comes. In English you say, I don't know. When the dog comes, what do you say? You say dog comes, no? You don't say he comes, she comes, no? Which means you have to grow, okay? In the language is the enrichment. See, the expression, language also, you know, is expression of the culture, isn't it? The vision, the discoveries. I am very happy I chose this text. So repeatedly, the one thing comes, but okay, we need something like this. Because otherwise you will never do his work. See, always Swamiji is in the Gita, if you read, you understand, he says this, no? What is Nidhyasanam? And he explained, take the words and see the meaning of his words, how they reveal the nature of the Atma. The word, seeing the meaning of the words revealing the nature of the Atma means what? Seeing Atma as yourself, your Swarupam, isn't it? Only then it's this contemplation. If you see the fullness is the nature of the reality, if you say Atma, 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 if you say, what are you then? Swamiji will answer like this. what are you then? Atma, Atma is the nature of fullness, Atma is the nature of indestructibility. Atma is, Atma, 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 if you say, what are you? You see yourself as Atma, which is of the nature of that. Reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore imputed with the term Atma. Wow, Swamiji, I remember how we are very clear about this, particularly about saying, no word should be used. Every word be carefully used. So, that is what is. So, we won't have the fact, Jnana Aval is good, the list of words.
implying jnanam in terms of its different nature. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri.